This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Four captives have been rescued by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip who were abducted from a desert rave near the border during Hamas's wide-ranging assault into Israel on October 7. All four were kidnapped from the Tribe of Nova Music Festival, where Hamas and other militants killed over 350 people in the worst massacre in Israel's history. Gaza's health ministry says at least 274 Palestinians were killed in the Israeli air and ground raid that rescued four hostages held by Hamas. The ministry said Sunday that around 700 people were wounded in the operation. The air and ground assault into Gaza Saturday was the largest rescue operation since October 7, when Hamas and other militants stormed across the border, killing some 1,200 people and taking around 250 hostage. Israel launched a massive offensive in response that has killed over 36,700 Palestinians, according to local health officials. Polling stations have opened across Europe as voters from 20 countries cast ballots in elections that are expected to shift the European Union's parliament to the right and could reshape the future direction of the world's largest trading bloc. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
War in Ukraine, the impact of climate policy on farmers, and migration are some of the issues weighing on voters' minds as they cast ballots to elect 720 members of the European Parliament. Sunday's voting marathon winds up a four-day election cycle that began in the Netherlands on Thursday. Official results of the polls, which are held every 5 years, cannot be published before the last polling stations in the 27 EU nations close in Italy at 11 p.m. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The U.S. military says the first aid from an American-built pier arrived in Gaza since storm damage required repairs to the project. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that crews delivered about 1.1 million pounds of food to Gaza via the pier. The pier constructed by the American military was operational for only about a week before it was blown apart in high winds and heavy seas on May 25. The damaged section was reconnected to the beach in Gaza on Friday after undergoing repairs at an Israeli port. It brings back online one way to get desperately needed food and other emergency supplies to Palestinians trapped by the eight-month-old Israel-Hamas war. Around 400 million European Union citizens are electing members of the European Parliament in one of the biggest global democratic events. EPI correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Far-right parties are seeking to gain more power during a rise in the cost of living and farmers' discontent, while the wars in Gaza and Ukraine are on the minds of voters. The AP had the chance to talk to one of the voters in Italy. Voting is a right, but also a duty, but also an opportunity to have your say and give a direction for what is needed. Violence continues to overshadow campaigns in various countries. In Slovakia, there was an attempt to assassinate Prime Minister Robert Fico, and in Denmark, Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen suffered a whiplash when she was assaulted in Copenhagen. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday for the first time publicly apologized to Ukraine for a month-long congressional holdup in American military assistance that let Russia make gains on the battlefield. Biden met in Paris with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who appealed for bipartisan U.S. support going forward, quote, like it was during World War II. A day earlier, the two had attended ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, where Biden had drawn common cause between the Allied forces that helped free Europe from Nazi Germany and today's effort to support Ukraine against Russia's invasion, and Zelensky had been greeted with a rap ovation. President Joe Biden has suspended asylum processing at the U.S. border, but the proclamation for the new policy unveiled this week has an exception for operational considerations. More, visit voanews.com in Washington.